There's a marvellous section in the Beowulf poem itself, The Last Veteran is called, the last person of his tribe burying treasure in the hoard and saying, lie there, treasure, you belong to earls, the world has changed. And he takes farewell of the treasure and buries it in the ground. That sense of elegy, a farewell to beauty and farewell to the treasured objects, that hangs round the helmet, I think. So it belongs in the poem, but obviously it belonged within the burial chamber in Sutton Hoo. But it has entered imagination. It has left the tomb and entered the entrancement of the readers, I think, of the poem, and the viewers of the object in the British Museum.
The Sutton Hoo helmet belonged, of course, not to an imagined poetic hero, but to an actual historical ruler. The problem is, we don't know which one. It's generally supposed that the man buried with such style must have been a great warrior chieftain, and because all of us want to link finds in the ground with names in the texts, for a long time the favoured candidate was Reidwald, king of the East Angles, mentioned by the venerable Bede in his History of the Anglo-Saxons, and probably the most powerful king in all England, around 620. But we can't be sure. And it's quite possible that we may be looking at one of Reidwald's successors, or indeed at a leader who's left no record at all. So the helmet still floats intriguingly in an uncertain realm on the margins of history and imagination. Seamus Heaney again.